This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cars in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back, and I should say welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I know I'm kind of like always the downer, right? And I don't mean to be. I really don't. I mean, I realize it's not cool. But, you know, I've been talking about the kids, parents, and others that are just going through so much right now with the schools being closed. And I know this wasn't what I planned. It really wasn't what I planned on talking about. But many of you know that I'm on a school board in California. And what bothers me the most is the hypocrites. And you know what I mean by that. You have hypocrite legislators that say it's for the kids, it's for the kids, it's for the kids, it's for the kids. We need to do what's right for the kids. But even Dr. Fauci is saying we got to get the kids back in school. And we're seeing a rise in suicides and depression. And these people who say, the Democrats that are in power and control, these people that keep telling us, right, that they care, that it's a big deal. We need to, they're not doing anything to move the ball forward. They don't have any solid numbers, anything to prove that COVID is going to hurt these kids. Matter of fact, these kids are so resilient to this. They don't catch it like people want to believe they do. And while I was on the air here, I got notice that a young man had committed suicide in one of our schools. What's it going to take? No, I mean that sincerely. What's it going to take? At what point will these legislators, okay, decide that we've got to get these kids back in school? We have to get them back in with their support staff. Now, I realize that there are teachers and there are others that are concerned. Then don't go back. We're wasting all kinds of money anyhow. Don't go back. Stay on some kind of leave. If you can do whatever you can do from home, do it from home. If the kids can do whatever they do from home, let them do it from home. For the kids that want to stay home. You know, I get hundreds of emails every week from parents who say, I don't want you to open the school up. Or, my son wants to go back to school, but I'm really hesitant. And vice versa, where you have, you know, kids that don't want to go to school, but parents want us to open them back up. Everybody's different. Everybody's strength level is different. Everybody's, you know, defense mechanism. Everybody is different. So why not let the parents decide who goes back? Let the teachers decide which one of them get to go back, which one don't. We're literally killing our children. Emotionally, mentally, physically, obviously. When are we going to really care about our kids? because I don't buy it for a minute. And you Dems that won't even take this up, won't discuss this, won't work through this, shame on you. You know, you try to put the blood of the dead people in this COVID situation on the hands of Donald Trump. But what about you guys? You've done nothing to fix this. Absolutely nothing. You don't really have solutions. All you want to do is you want us to put on masks who thousands and thousands of scientists and doctors say they don't work or will not work in this. You had I can't remember the reporter's name. I'm really bad at this. But she came out today screaming at how Republicans weren't pushing masks, and now she has COVID. Well, I'm kind of confused here. She's got COVID. She wears a mask all the time. So if you've got a mask on, where did you get it? How did you get it? Just asking. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Help me figure this out. Right? You know, and I'm looking over my shoulder. Some of you who are watching can see. You know, I'm seeing all these news flashes about Eric Swalwell showing up. The guy needs to resign. See, you know, you got him and the rest of these buffoons that come out and they tell you what they've seen and what they haven't seen, and they've got Trump nailed and they got nothing. Absolutely nothing. And Feinstein with the spy that's been working for her for 20 years. But it's no biggie because he never had access to real information. Because I am sure that they've never planted a bug in her car. I am sure that he's never had any kind of listening devices, that he had no idea what she's been talking about. These people are hilarious. Anyway, back to, I went off on the Democrats. But you want to fix the kids? You want to help the kids? You want to get this country moving again or somewhat moving again or whatever it is? I'm not an economic expert. Get the kids back in school. Get them back in school. I don't care. You want to wrap them all in a bubble when they show up? You got to put a bubble around them? Then do it. Get them back in school. Get them back with a support system. And some of you homeschoolers, I know you're doing fine. You know, there's a lot of homeschoolers, charter school kids, private school kids, you know, where they did a lot of work at home to begin with. They're doing fine. Find a way to get these kids back with their support groups. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
This is the ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, yeah. Straight masterpieces.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look at, write it down. Don't have to keep saying it. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you know what? Just sign up for the email blast, what have you. And I'll make it really simple for you. I want to make something very simple for you. If you want to donate, which would be great, skip a cup of coffee, give me the money. But if you want to donate, simply, you can do it through text. Text GOJO to 77948. GOJO. One word. GOJO. 77948. All right. So let's get back at it. Anyway, the Chinese connection. Don't you love how President Trump was such a risk to security of this country? You know, he was in bed with the Russians. He was in bed with this one. He was in bed with this one. You know, they made a big deal of the fact that, what was it, Xi Jinping, he's a good guy, or, you know, I like him, whatever. They made a big deal out of it. And yet the actual Democrat representatives who were in bed with these people, they were the ones making the big deal out of it, and they were all over them. They knew exactly what was going on. You know, I mean, okay, so they didn't know maybe they were in bed with a spy. But when you get that many Chinese people around you all of a sudden, here from the other country, and you can't quite put it all together, that's a problem, don't you think? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Fed's got wind of the girlfriend. You know, her last name was Fang. What do you think that should have been? You know, Fang. Hmm. All right. Christine Fang, she entered the U.S. through California as a college student in 2011. She spent the next 4 years wooing everyone from local politicals to U.S. congressmen. This is according to Axios, like Dr. Lamero was saying. These are not right-wing people. She spent the next 4 years wooing everyone from local politicals to U.S. congressmen, said the website, according to Axios. Now, among the polls who Fang got close to was California Democrat Eric Swalwell. Can we just call him Swaller? Is that a bad thing to do? Whatever. She also wants to help raise funds for Representative Tulsi Gabbard. I'd like to hear what she has to say about that. But again, you know, being involved in politics for years, I can tell you, it doesn't really happen the way you think it does. You know, they start to become friendly. You know, I got a meet and greet. I've got about, you know, 10 friends that want to meet with you. Plus, you can make it a mini fundraiser. And they show up and, they give the max amount of money. You got the 10 friends there. You know, for a congressperson, I think it's almost $3,000. So you get 10 friends, and you get about $30,000. And not a bad place to go for a quick cup of coffee, some donuts, and pick up some cash. So she probably had 3 or 4 or 5 of these for him. She saw, or he saw that she could help and aid with this kind of thing. Right? It included plenty of seduction before the feds got wind of her antics, and she vanished in 2015. So when she knew she was being caught up with, if you would, she was gone. The idea was the Fang would maneuver herself into key government circles, sometimes even in politicians' beds, to gain personal information about them while integrating herself with unwitting potential up-and-coming heavy hitters. That was according to intelligence sources in D.C. Now, U.S. officials already know of at least 2 mayors who had romantic relationships with Fang. They think she's in her late 30s, early 40s. She had ongoing relationships with these people for, I don't know, it said close to 3 or 4 years. The accused spy had sex with an Ohio mayor in a car. The incident was caught in FBI electronic surveillance. My God. They probably put that out on Pornhub somewhere, don't you think? The mayor asked Fang at one point why she was into him. She allegedly replied that she needed to improve her English. God. Another U.S. mayor described as older from the obscure city in the Midwest called Fang his girlfriend at a conference in D.C. And former Cupertino, California mayor Gilbert Wong was also involved with her. Wong was was present at the gathering at the time, said that the mayor insisted the pair's relationship was the real deal despite their age difference. God. What old men will do. I can't imagine. You know, forget the fact, even if, you know, I love my wife, I don't want another woman, you know, and it's just beyond me. Why these older guys look at younger women? I have no idea. And I don't mean that, you know, even in the sexual, I don't get it. Allegedly working at the direction of the Chinese ultra-secret Ministry of State Security, Fang likely didn't get her hands on any classified U.S. material, but she may have helped place unwitting, subordinates in local congressional offices across the country. Really, when you travel in these circles, and you're bundling, she's like a money bundler. When you're bundling money for these people, and you say, listen, my cousin needs a job, or she's going to get thrown out of the country. Can't you give her a job as an office cleaner, anything? Sounds innocent enough, right? Fang also helped place an intern in Swalwell's office. She raised funds for Swalwell, 214's re-election campaign. She interacted with the congressman on a regular basis. There's no evidence of any illegal contributions, though, being made. That's according to the FEC. Like, they're going to put it out there. Records don't indicate that Fang made any donations. Federal investigators who began investigating Fang based on what they considered her suspicious behavior informed Swalwell about their concerns. At that point, Swalwell, he'd not been accused of any wrongdoings. They said he provided information about this person whom he met more than 8 years ago and whom he hadn't seen in 6 years to the FBI. You know, this is just amazing to me. That the feds are around, the FBI are around, they're tracking who's running around with who. You'd think a bell and whistle would go up somewhere. Somebody would suggest that, wait a minute, this person is running around with all these only congressmen. Why is she only sleeping and dating these congresspeople? That's it. Wouldn't that be a question for me? But I won't be able to answer that until after the break. Joe Mattini, your host, listen to RealSide on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can sign up for the email blast. Take a read, you know, click off, I like this, whatever it is. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas's attorney general filed suit Tuesday against 4 other states in an attempt to stop their electors from voting in the Electoral College. The suit names Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, claiming the changes made by those states to their laws surrounding mail-in voting violated federal law. Ken Paxton says he filed the suit to protect the integrity of the electoral system. He tells Fox News that if some state legislatures are unwilling to oversee their elections, there are those willing to step in.
It's really important to my state that my voters be represented, and if other states don't follow the Constitution, and if their state legislature isn't responsible for overseeing their elections, and we have other people who are not under the Constitution, supposed to be doing this, it affects my state.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Kind of, sort of, almost. Joe Matino, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. Really what it boils down to, I want you informed. When you listen to me or somebody else, you need to get the information you need to make proper decisions. So what I think really is funny is how easily the Chinese seem to be able to infiltrate the Democrats. Feinstein, Swalwell, right? Adam Schiff. I mean, I love Schiff. He's a gift that just keeps on giving. Now, here's a man, I laid my eyes on the evidence that ties President Trump to Russia. Where is he now? What's he talking about? What's he doing? And the best, you know, the best part about this whole China thing is you're starting to see how much power they actually had over us. I can't tell you how many people said, I never knew that China was making all our pharmaceuticals. The majority of them. Right? So it's just amazing to me that nobody is seeing this, nobody's talking about it, nobody's holding it out there or talking about it. Top Chinese professor, though, boasts of operatives in top of the U.S. Corps inner circle. And some of you saw this with Tucker Carlson the other night. But this is nothing new. This has been going on for decades. The Russians been, we're all spying on each other all the time. I recently recorded a lecture showing a Chinese Communist Party expert. He explained how Beijing had people at the top of America's Corps inner circle. It's found its way onto the internet in the United States, and I'm sure, China, not only are they censoring it locally, you know, in their country, but, you know, they're probably putting out all kinds of reports on how fake it is. The lecturer, given by D. Dongcheng, he's a vice dean of School of International Relations. In late November, he included references to President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and his business dealings in and with the Communist Party. Wow. This is a professor, a current professor in China. Just amazing. Speaking about what was pushing the Chinese to accelerate the reopening of their financial sectors, he made the revelation that Beijing had a really discussed advantage in working with the U.S. prior to Trump. We know that the Trump administration is in a trade war with us, so why can't we fix the Trump administration? Why did China and the U.S. used to be able to settle all kinds of issues between 1992 and 2016? he asked. He answered the question himself with a big smile on his face. He's going to throw out something, maybe a little bit of exposure here. It's just because we have people at the top. We have our old friends who are at the top of America's core inner circle. These people reside at the inner circle of power and influence. You listening to this? Who do you think they are? Who do you think, if you lined up 10 of them, how many of them do you think would be Republican? How many of them do you think would be Democrats? And not that the Republicans are never bad. That's not my point. He added to the election that for the past 30 years, or 40 years, we've been utilizing the core power of the United States. As for the future of the U.S.-China relationship, he appeared optimistic under the incoming president. In other words, in the immortal words of Obama, and tell Putin I can do more after the election. God bless. During the U.S.-China trade war, Wall Street tried to help. A lot of them did. See, this kind of these stories that are coming out now about Trump and what some of these other countries and groups were doing, doesn't it start to make everything fall into place for you? Right? I mean, we saw how hard it was, again, when they started pushing against China, how it was going to be the worst thing that ever happened. Things were going to blow up. And what happened? We ended up getting billions of dollars in tariff money and such from them. Not really what they ever tell you it is it? But now we're seeing the Biden was elected. The traditional elite, the political elite, establishment, they're all very excited. They're happy. They're close to Wall Street. And they're all working together to make it right, so that we can make it right again. Can you imagine? We'll be able to take a totally different stance than we did for President Trump. Now, you need to go back and look at the people that screamed the loudest about the Chinese deals. And probably kept them going on for a while. I'd like to nail some of those people. He went on to suggest that Hunter Biden, whose business dealings in Ukraine and China have come under scrutiny, received help from the Chinese in his business efforts. Gee, why would they do that? Because he's such a nice guy. Trump's been saying that Biden's son has some sort of global foundation. Have you noticed that? Who helped Biden build that foundation? Knock, knock, hello? He threw a little wink, wink, nod, nod, you know, in the video. There are a lot of people who, for economic reasons, don't want China to be our greatest threat. There are a lot of people, for political reasons, don't want China to be our greatest threat. You look at what our intelligence says. You look at what they're writing out there. They're not lying. I don't believe they are. They can't. Well, they can. But the numbers don't lie. China's our greatest threat, and it's not even close, the intel boss told Tucker Carlson. No other country has the capability of essentially taking away the American dream and specific plan to do so. Oh, they do. They want to be the grand power on a scale like we've never seen before across the country. And you've heard it over and over and over again. First and foremost, they'll take over this country without firing a single shot. You know, it's real simple for them. They'll take it over all from within, all from the relationships they made, the money they pour into things, through the universities and teaching these kids that China's not that bad. Oh, no, you're just not. You know what? They just don't know us. Remember Joey B saying, you know, we eat their lunch or something along those lines? China was no competition for us. This is the guy they want to elect. I want to cry. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do. I mean, you look at what the responses were, or lack of. I want to cry. Do you know the way to put it? It's so true. All right, let's see. Can we do a lighthearted one? Would that kill us? Minnesota residents, their Christmas light display, they were shamed for harmful impact to the community. But, God, it came. gave an anonymous letter. They didn't even have the guts to say something. In St. Anthony, Minnesota, resident Kim Hunt received an anonymous letter from a neighbor on a Monday chastising her. She and her husband for their light display. Now, you notice that the Christmas light display during these unprecedented times, you know, we've all got them. People still put them up. I think people are going to try to do the best they can. You don't want to take everything away from us, do you? You know, the idea of twinkling and colorful lights, a reminder of what's going on. Right? The letter went on to say, I couldn't help but notice your Christmas light display. During these unprecedented times, we've all experienced challenges which casual words just don't describe what we're feeling. Here it comes. The idea of twinkling, colorful lights, a reminder of the divisions. All right. I can't drink enough of this. Of the divisions that continue to run through our society. Reminder of systemic biases against our neighbors who don't celebrate Christmas, who can't afford to put up lights. You don't get much further left than this. The letter shared by Crime Watch Minneapolis reads, we must do the work of educating ourselves about the harmful impact an outward-facing display like yours can have. Just nasty. Nasty, nasty. The letter then challenges Hunt to respect the dignity of all people by striving to learn from the differences. But isn't it funny how it doesn't work the other way around? I have to take them down. So you'll understand. But I can't leave them up so you'll understand. You know, I love these stories. We'll do more after the break. Don't miss any of your hosts.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you doing something more than nothing. Talking about how some of these people just like have lost their minds. We've become so divided. And I don't say we've become, the fringe has become so divided. I mean, when you get a letter from somebody on the left that just says, hey, your Christmas lights were offending. Too bad you don't understand what it's like. Like, don't. Too bad you don't understand how to be tolerant. Too bad you don't understand that you're not going to get everything you want all the time. Right? And a neighbor got a letter from, I don't even know if she really knows who it was. I read the letter a little bit before. It says, hey, I couldn't help but notice that your Christmas light display during these unprecedented times that we have all experienced challenges with casual words that just don't describe. See the casual words that we really don't know and can't describe their feelings. Well, if it's a casual word, and if you know the person saying them, why would you be offended? I believe that you're offended because you want to be. I think most people are offended because they want to be. They're looking for a fight. They're looking for something to complain about. Because we've all experienced challenges with casual words. They just don't describe what we're feeling. The idea of twinkling or colorful lights. They're just a reminder of divisions that continue to run through our society. A reminder of systemic biases. So, how many of you of color, when you see Christmas lights, you're reminded of, you know, systemic racism, biases against certain people, Maybe you can. Listen, I couldn't afford to put up lights for years. And I would take the kids and I would throw them in the car. And we'd go look at other lights. And they were just excited to see the other lights. So you make good out of what you got. You don't complain to somebody else, well, they've got it, we don't, so they need to take theirs down. What does that sound like? This woman is the same woman whose mommy and daddy pretty much gave her everything she wanted or tried to, or she felt bad because she didn't get the pony that she asked for one Christmas. Just nuts. This was a resident of the area to put this out. She goes on to call the lights harmful. Why, what do you get? You stick your thumb in your mouth and go hide in the corner for 2 hours? That's your headache. And then he calls up the letter and says, you should be respecting the dignity of all people and learn from their differences. We've got to come together. We have to challenge these institutional inequities. If we're going to continue to be a community welcoming of all people, we must demand better for ourselves. God. They exist out there. These people, get it, they exist out there. You know, the people defending the home, I would have just said, you know, whoever wrote the letter, go pound sand. The lights give me joy when I come home. People drive by the house, and they slow down. When they slow down, they don't throw toilet paper or eggs. They're smiling. They're taking pictures. They're excited. We're bringing joy to somebody. What's the problem? Right? The problem is you don't have them, so I have to worry about what you... See, this is nuts. I'm just going to be rude for a minute. I don't care if you don't have them. I don't care if you don't have the money to put them up. I don't care if you don't have the money to buy your kids gifts. If you come by the house and people come by the house and they're excited, they see the lights and it gives them a moment of joy and happiness, so be it. Why? What gives you the right? See, these miserable people, they want everybody to be miserable like them. It ain't right. Mind, what is it? Mind your own business. That's really what it is. Just mind your own business. Unless somebody's going out of their way to offend or hurt you, that's one thing. But if you're offended and hurt by traditions of the season, you got a problem. It ain't with me. It's with the gray matter that resides between your ears. Some more to speak of, I guess, the Gateway Pundit's reporting that the Chinese whistleblower with royal ancestry steps forward, reveals a video showing the Chinese counterfeit ballots, right? They're being printed, the operations in Florida and North Carolina. Just amazing. And there's actual video of this. In the video, a caller is heard requesting a bulk order of ballots to ship to the United States. Right? The order was reportedly, ready for this one, for 5 million votes. Now, two readers noticed at the 54-second mark that you can see Charlotte County, Florida, on the ballots. Right? Since our original, this is according to Gateway Pundit, according to his original report, they spoke to the creator of the video. His name is Venus. The story is pretty explosive. But again, you have a video showing you what's going on, showing you what was printed, showing you what was going out. Right? These machines have got to go. There's too much around them. There's too much happening around them for you to believe that there's no problem, no hassle, no headache. You know, when you see stories like this, it you really have to check it out. You really have to find out what's going on. So the activist, the political activist anyway, And some of these people have already been banned from China. They're pretty much outlawed because they came against, you hearing me? They came against the Chinese government by outing them on this and many other things as well. But this is what we need in this country. We need more and more of you coming forward and saying something. Don't be quiet. If you keep your mouth shut to cover up, you don't want the aggravation. You know better than they are. No, really, you know better than the ones that you're complaining about. I don't know how you can figure it any other way. Time Magazine, I don't want to do that. That's boring. Right? Do you know, can you imagine? Biden's expected to name... Now, they say it's Marsha Fudge, right? Is that the nickname for Sheila Jackson Lee? Because the picture is of Sheila Jackson Lee. I don't know. But anyway, apparently she's got her fair share of issues as well. Now, I don't believe... I don't believe that Biden is, like I said earlier, he's not nominating anybody. This is all happening around him with his handlers. Joey B's out cold on the couch, and they're nominating these people. So Marsha Fudge is a Democrat out of Ohio. He wants her to serve in his cabinet as head of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Now, the beauty is they're naming all of these Congress people. I'd like to go back and count. Let's see how many more they name, if anybody's paying attention to the fact that he may seriously take it down to a number to where if they're replaced by Republicans, they're screwed, right? Fudge has served as the representative for Ohio's 11th congressional district since 2008. Prior to her selection as HUD secretary, Fudge had campaigned for a cabinet appointment and lobbied the Biden-Harris transition team to be Secretary of Agriculture. That's where they give away a lot of the money. I mean, lots of money. Well, they haven't announced her yet, but Fudge is a former Congressional Black Caucus chair. She was a mayor in Ohio. She'd be the first female to, you know, I love how they always talk about first female to do this, first female to do that, the all-female communications team, not realizing what Trump has done and who he's appointed. Speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, Fudge said it would be an honor and a privilege to serve. No kidding. Especially since you probably don't deserve it. I haven't found anybody yet that Biden has nominated that really has the expertise to be in the position they're in. Right? Or they might have the expertise, but they're so far left. That's not governing for all Americans. The prospective appointee could face opposition from Republicans during her confirmation, though. In 2015, the congresswoman asked a judge for leniency on behalf of a former Ohio state legislator who was charged with assaulting his then-wife, Aisha Frazier, in front of their children. Mason served 9 months in jail before murdering his ex-wife. All right, so apparently she's a great, 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 great judge of character, isn't she? Oh, my God. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down for later use. Get it in your phone. Pick up our app on Apple and Android. It ain't that hard. You know? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Look at, pay attention, be involved, be engaged, and make sure you have a clue as to what's going on. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We will catch you tomorrow.